Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because I have a question, and that is, when is a raise a bad thing? Okay? We're going to get into that. Plus, today we have a sponsor, Dr. Marty, and I'll talk about him a little later. But let's get right into it. Think about this. Tesla, ran by Elon Musk, steps forward yesterday and says, we're going to give all North American workers for our company a raise. And everybody that's non-union is getting a raise, okay? So here's the thing about this. People are upset about this. The stock price went down about 7%, and people took this in a negative way. This company's unprofitable. They're spending more money than they have, and it's just gonna hurt the bottom line even more. So the analysts said it was a horrible thing. And again, if you're a worker, they said it was a cost of living increase because inflation is going up so much and people don't make nearly the money that they should be making. And again, a good thing, okay? Everybody talks about employee work and not making enough money, and unilaterally across the board, you give everybody a raise and it's a bad thing. Now, a couple things about Tesla. They delivered 1.8 million cars. Second largest EV car company on the planet Earth. There's that BYD company out of China, which we don't count because none of you can go out and buy a BYD car. But again, they do a lot more than we do. They do a lot of hybrids too, as far as than Tesla does. So Tesla kills it. Tesla also said, you know, this company did 38% more cars in 2023 than it did in previous years. And everybody's giving us a hard time over this. So read the article below, but it's crazy how they take something like that and turn this into a bad thing. I really get a kick out of this because, again, you're going to see more and more people get their wages cut. You're going to see more and more people that are not going to get full-time wages. And this is going to be the theme for 2024. Now, to run with the Tesla story right now, it was just announced by Hertz. Remember, you know, about a year and a half ago, you know, Hertz was going to buy all these Teslas and you were going to see 60,000 Teslas at Hertz. And Tesla is having a problem with Hertz because of the service issues that you have. And that is that it's more expensive to maintain an electric car. And who would know better than Hertz? The car rental company has talked about people having to learn the product, people getting in small fender benders, and the car being totaled, and now they're selling the Teslas. 20,000 Teslas are listed for sale, which is crazy, absolutely crazy right now. So they're gonna get rid of all these different Teslas, and right now on the Hertz website, there's 745 of them for sale today. But here's the crazy thing about these Tesla cars. It is incredibly cheap to buy a Tesla through the Hertz website. They have, basically this is the price you can buy the car for. It's that simple. But, you know, you don't get certain incentives. You only get a used car incentive, which is about $4,000. You could basically get a Tesla Model 3 for as cheap as $13,000 right now, which is unheard of. Now, some of these have 60, 70, 80,000 miles on them. But for a car, like if you compared it to a gas combustible car, it would be, you know, it'd be very cheap compared to that. So, you know, what do you guys think about that? Hertz says they're sick of the maintenance and they're tired of what it costs to maintain these cars. And they're going to stick with gas-powered cars. Now, this is going to cost Hertz an absolute fortune. It's going to, you know, going to have a $245 million write-down on this. But again, corporations, this is what they do. They make changes like this, and then with these changes, they have tax incentives and tax write-offs, which we should all have. But, you know, Hertz is not stupid when it comes to this, and they're going to be able to deduct a lot of this and have it be to their advantage when the smoke clears. Now, you know, there is problems with EV cars. There's another EV car company, Lordstown Motors, that went bankrupt. Hold the phone. because the SEC says that they owe $40 million in penalties because of the way that they manipulated and sold unregistered securities. So great article about that below, but you're going to see more people get called to the carpet when you have problems like this and they get brought to light. Okay? It's that simple. So I just relate it to like my mom driving when she drove into her 80s, and just it had to be, you know, the simplest thing. It had to be peace of mind, start the car, go. We gassed up her car, we did all the maintenance for her, you know, made sure everything was good, we washed the car, we did everything for her, and she just wanted to drive from A to B, which was minimal, you know, in the last 10 years of her driving. But that's what people want. People want that ease of operation. You don't have that with the electric cars. People get stuck. The maintenance for the employees of Hertz, you have people that are out there where they have to drive, and you have more issues on the road where people have to be picked up and things like that. So share your thoughts on this, but can you believe it's a bad thing that Tesla wants to pay its workers more money? I'm shocked about that. I'm absolutely shocked about that. I have so many people that are writing me about the lack of work, the lack of money, the how, you know, bosses don't care, and you're going to hear more of this. So let me know what you think about all this so far. Let's talk about our sponsor, Dr. Marty. Let's face it, there are millions of people out there that have dogs. And, you know, one thing that we have to deal with is our dog's health. And you want to make sure they don't have joint pain, you want to make sure that they don't smell, that they don't have bad breath, and that they're basically healthy. Dr. Marty is a holistic veterinarian who has created something that can make it so that your dog can be incredibly healthy. Now, we feed our dogs basically dog food, and there's a lot of dog food out there that has been known to be dangerous. So what you can do is you can take a look at dogfoodexposed.com/Dan. They set up this website for us, and you can see what you can do to make your dog healthy. Take a look at Dr. Marty's approach today. It's absolutely fantastic, but he's been called, you know, the wonder kind of holistic veterinarians, and he really knows his stuff, but it's all based on what we give our dogs, and we need to stop feeding them this immediately. Take a look at the link below, dogfoodexposed.com/Dan, and see what to do today. One thing I pride myself on is knowledge, getting more knowledge. If you are not learning, you're not growing. And again, if you want to learn a new skill, you want to learn business, you want to learn anything, you need to seek knowledge, you know, to the day you die. That's what I think. How about this amazing stat? 62% of all the people over 50 have never gotten financial advice from a financial planner. Okay, I wonder why I'm losing money. You know, again, I'm not a financial planner. Go out and get some serious advice before you do anything. In this tumultuous times that we are about to enter, you know, you need to really make sure that you're protected right now, okay? So, Charlotte, North Carolina, there is an office building, 8-story office building, that they are ripping down to build apartments. So you're going to see this as a theme. You're going to see bigger problems when it comes to the foreclosure market right now. And I had breakfast today with my friend who is the foreclosure expert. And one thing that I've had, I basically hate mail from in the last few days, was people saying, Dan, it's an exaggeration that people have lived in their house almost 4 years and haven't been foreclosed upon. Oh yeah, okay. You know, the commercial market is going to absolutely explode, and you're going to see buildings get torn down and buildings get foreclosed upon and people that are paying their rent get kicked out. But watch this video of what this guy had to say, because again, Doug is the foreclosure expert who grew up doing this and has done it for over 40 years. But watch this. Hey guys, one thing that I talked about last week that I got a lot of heat for, people are saying that's not true, is the fact that there are people that have been living in their homes and not making their house payment for almost 4 years now. And Doug is my foreclosure expert. He has grown up in the industry, over 40 years of experience, right?
Yeah, you know, hard to tell by my youthful appearance, but yeah.
Okay, now tell me, is that true?
That is totally true. Most of the people that have not paid since COVID, the ones that did not take either the modification or to put your payment to the back of the loan, those people we have still not brought through foreclosure yet. So we are going to come up on our fourth anniversary here come March, when they had March 2020 was the hard shutdown on our end. So yeah, that's definitely true. And we have people even longer than that that have been in foreclosure, but been in a long-term bankruptcy, or have just found a way not to pay for 5-6 years during litigation and such.
Wow.
So forth. So it isn't that unusual, unfortunately.
So it's getting,
or fortunately for the ones that aren't paying.
It is getting busier for you right now.
It is starting to pick up some.
Okay. So, okay. Well, I just wanted to bring that up. So thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
On. It's fun to be right. You know, it really is. Google is laying off people because of AI. Google's doing this. They're going to get rid of hundreds of people because of what artificial intelligence is going to do. Now, my daughter yesterday went to a Carl's Jr. here in Southern California and was on the phone with me, and AI took her order. Spoke to the AI robot that took her order for her chicken stars and her drink and her fries. And she did not deal with a human being. The human being walked up, took her money, and then came back and delivered the food. So how many less people is that? One, two inside the restaurant? Pay for the computer, pays for itself. You're going to see more and more of that. Netflix is boasting that they have 23 million subscribers that are getting the ad content. The content that's cheaper with the ads, but 23 million people signed up for that. Wow. People want to stream cheap movies, to say the least. So I was blown away by that. That was really unbelievable that the number was that big. So, you know, one thing that I love this because I thought it was fake when somebody told me it, and then I looked it up, and this came from the New York Post. Here in Southern California, people are getting creative when it comes to charging people more on their checks. Well, there's a restaurant in Cabbage Town, Georgia, called Jen Chan's Pizza and Chinese Food. Jen Chan's Pizza and Chinese Food. Okay? They're charging 4% on the check and getting some serious heat on Facebook and Instagram and from everywhere because why are we paying for your employees' insurance? And is it going? Here's the thing. There's already lawsuits here in California where restaurants said, hey, we're taking 4% for the employee's insurance. You better be spending it there. Because there's a French restaurant that said, we are not going to have tipping. And people still don't read that and still tip. The owners kept the tips. Oh, it was meant for the staff. So they have a class action lawsuit on getting, fined by the feds right now. But Jen Chan's Pizza and Chinese Food. Okay? Egg Foo Young Pizza. I mean, come on. Is it Detroit style? I mean, it's just like, really? Okay? I mean, anybody eating at that place? A place any good? Jen Chan's Pizza and Chinese Food. There's a combo. Hey, can I get some spaghetti and some chow mein? Okay. Anyway, I could go on for an hour about this. But you're seeing more and more of this right now. People want deals. People are spending less money. People are not going to the movies like they have in the past. And because there's no good movies, too, also. So share your thoughts on this stuff so far and what you think about this. But has anybody tried the Netflix program with the ads? Because I haven't seen it. I don't know if it's any good. I don't know what it consists of. Just really curious. Okay? Let me know. I really want to know what you guys want to see right now in 2024 on the show. Do you want to hear from lawyers? Do you want to get legal advice? Do you want to hear from lenders? Do you want to get lending advice? How to get money for your business? How to get money to buy a house? Do you guys want to see that? you know, Bob Kudla, everybody loves him. Everybody loves when Jack comes on from Patriot Gold because these guys are just so knowledgeable. But let me know what you guys want to see. And that, the other thing is that I put the link to Bob's content. I didn't have the proper link for the first couple hours. So please take a look at danlovestrading.com. I will have the link below. But again, Bob's making this wild prediction that we're going to see the stock market tank between Martin Luther King Day and Easter. Okay? I'm just curious if he's going to be right or not. So take a look at Dan Loves Trading. I'll make sure the link is below. But what do you guys want to see on the channel moving forward? When it rains, it pours. I have had over a dozen people write me about the fact that Medicare Advantage is getting dropped by many hospitals right now because they're not paying. In a world where we're giving free healthcare to the migrants that are not our citizens, we have people that cannot go and see their doctors. Now, guys, my late girlfriend was a cancer patient. And I spent 7.5 years of my life dealing with doctors and dealing with hospitals and dealing with co-pays and getting things paid and approved and everything like that. And I'm kind of, I have too much knowledge in that area. That's one area I wish I didn't know anything about, okay? But I do. And unfortunately, what you have to do is you have to make sure that your doctor's still covered on this. Now, a few years ago, I never caught this, okay? Blue Shield, when I renewed my, you know, policy, I got switched to a doctor. I live in Orange County, California. They sent me to a doctor in Southgate. Now, give you an idea, if there were no traffic, it's about 40 minutes away, okay? With traffic, it's 2.5 hours away. There's no way in hell I was gonna go see this doctor. I'm paying for things when I go to my doctor and they're out of network, and I just, you know, whatever. Didn't think about it. And then, when I got sick, okay, and had to have something done, they were like, well, you need to be in the network. And I'm like, what are you talking? This is my doctor. It's my doctor's going to deal with this. Well, no, your doctor's doctor's son in, you know, Southgate. And that's not his name. It was spelled some other funky way. But I'm like, who's that? It's not my doctor. So please understand this. You have to make sure that your doctor's still covered. You have to make sure that they're going to pay for procedures. And unfortunately, you have to do this because, again, I've had all these people around the country, not just here in California, write me and tell me that they're not going to pay for this stuff anymore. So, again, be smart. Check in on things. Don't just take things as the status quo. Oh, I have to pay for this. They're not going to approve this. They are going to approve it. It's your health. It's your future. You know, I'm telling you, if they can get out of paying for something, they're going to get out of paying for something. They don't care about us. That's what I want you to understand. The only way you're going to be able to fix this is if you go out and you make sure that you're going to get the proper coverage and get the doctors that you feel the most comfortable with. If you don't like them, get a second opinion, third and fourth. But make sure it's to your liking when it comes to this stuff. It's too important, okay? But make sure that you're not going to be stuck with a bill that you shouldn't be paying. Okay, that's critical right now. So let me know what you think, guys. Okay? Once again, this is something you're going to hear a lot about, but I want to expand on this and why that this is so crazy. There is an office building in Cook County in the Chicago area that is 12 stories, and it just sold at a 90% discount from what it was sold at and valued at 10 years ago. 90% off. 90% off. Now, here's the wild thing. The lease value, okay, right now is only worth $4 million a year as compared to a couple years ago when it was worth $34 million a year. So everybody bailed. Nobody's paying rent there. And that's where this is going to be the kiss of death to refinance things. And you're going to see things be given back to the bank. This building sold, think about this number, $16 a square foot for the sale of the building. Wow. Now, one thing you can do for fun, I was going to say S and giggles, but one thing you can do for fun is when you go to Zillow, look at property and look at what it sells for per square foot, because they give you that. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize this, but you're looking at a neighborhood and it's 400,000 or 800,000 or whatever, but look at what the price is per square foot. $16 is free compared to what a house goes for. It's free compared to what regular office buildings are going for right now, and it is insane. Now, this brings up an article that came out from the Wall Street Journal yesterday of the most expensive property in the world right now is in the West Village in New York, where they are getting $2,400 per square foot for apartments. You want to live on top of somebody, you want to have a doorman, you want to pay, you know, $8,000-$10,000 a month for your association dues, come on down, okay? $2,400 a square foot to live. Now, that's residential, okay, as compared to the commercial. But again, you're going to see people that are going to scoop up office buildings at $16 a square foot, which is insane. It's absolutely free compared to what these buildings are used for. But do yourself, I mean, it's fun, do it. Check out what things sell for a square foot. And there was a house I was looking at that had a really high square footage price, and it was totally overpriced for the neighborhood, but the lot was huge. The lot was massive. You could put 2, 3, 4 houses on the lot, but what was there made the per square foot price go through, you know, through space, and people weren't interested in the house. It finally did sell from out from under me, but that's that. It wasn't $2,400 a square foot either. So share your thoughts on this, but you're going to see more buildings go out of business. Read the story below because it's great. Both stories are fantastic. So check it out. I'm going to finish this video with these last couple stories. It was just announced that Microsoft has overtaken Apple as the most valuable company in the world at $2.85 trillion. Now, they went up 60% growth this year, and Apple is only worth $2.848 trillion. So those peasants are a distant second, okay? So, $1 trillion, isn't that? How many zeros is that, guys? Okay, answer that one. Now, final story is, you wonder why people can't lose weight, okay? Great news, McDonald's has just announced the Double Big Mac is coming back. Wait a second, Dan, isn't the Double Big Mac, isn't Big Mac already 2 patties? No, it's gonna be 4 patties, and that comes out January 24th at all 13,500 locations coming to a city near you. So again, that New Year's resolution that you've already broken about losing weight, okay, have the Double Big Mac starting the 24th. So please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. If you want to email me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. Onward and upward, guys. I will see you guys very soon. And thank you so much for being here.